You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to tonight's action in Tipperary. We've got a mixed card to look forward to there. Action on both the flat and over hurdles. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Good morning to you, Mark. Good morning.
Are you well, sir?
I am, yes.
Good, good man.
That was a good start, isn't it, that?
Well, are you well?
Yeah. Has anyone ever turned around and says, actually, and I'm well and truly hacked off?
No, thankfully not, because otherwise it'd put a bit of a downer on the start of the podcast, wouldn't it?
It would, really.
Yeah. Anyway, what did you make of Tipperary tonight, Andy?
I quite like tonight's card, actually. It's a good mix, isn't it? You've got five flat races, three jumps, no bumper, which is better for me because I don't like doing the bumpers. We've got some good maidens as well to kick off the card. So, I've already had three bets there tonight.
Okay. I'm sure we'll relay those as we go along. Just a note on the ground as well tonight. It's going to be heavy ground on the flat and soft ground, soft to heavy in place on the hurdles track. So it's going to take a bit of getting tonight, isn't it?
I would say it ride tacky, won't it, Mark, to be honest. It is drying out all the time. No rain forecast in Ireland at all. I don't think it's going to be quite as bad, but it is going to be. Fitness is going to be key because you do need horses that can pound their way through what, like I say, is going to be really sticky ground.
Right, let's get stuck into it then. The first race this evening is the 4:35. We start with an Irish Stallion Farms EBF race over 5 furlongs. It's for two-year-olds that have not won more than one race, and that are EBF eligible. Istan is the 7-4 favourite at the time of recording this. Money for Ambiguity, though, 11-4 into 2-1. It's 9-4 for the McGregorinator. Slane's Castle is 15-2 and 25-1 for Iacan. What do you make of the opening race, Andy?
Well, the one that has got the winning form, the McGregorinator, lowered the colours of a horse that I thought was quite useful and I still think is. A horse called Calendar from the Prendergast stable. Still can't believe that horse got beat. But at least the McGregorinator has proved that he stays really well, that he handles the ground, and a stiff track suits him particularly well. But the trends are at the moment that Aidan O'Brien has got his two-year-olds much further up the pecking order and fitness-wise than he has done in previous years. And that is backed up by the stats of three winners from three runners with his two-year-olds. Peace Envoy started the ball rolling back in the early part of the month when he won at Dundalk. And then we had that nice horse winning the other day, actually in these colours, Hyzantale. And then we had another well-backed individual the other night at Dundalk, at Caravaggio winning. So 3-for-3 for the Aidan O'Brien two-year-olds. And this Ambiguity has been very well-backed to follow suit. Obviously running in the same colours as that horse I mentioned at Navan the other day. And he's also by Fastnet Rock as well. That sire has thrown up quite a few recent winners, particularly when the ground's been on the soft side. They seem to know their job. They seem to be very sharp. And the jockey booking suggests that Ambiguity is the stable choice. So with the money in the direction of that Ambiguity and with the yard going absolutely fantastically well at the moment, particularly with their two-year-olds, I'll take him to justify the support in the first race.
Ambiguity in the first race for Andy. Then the 5:10 is race number 2 on the card. This one is an Irish Stallion Farms EBF maiden over 5 furlongs. Doc Sportello has been well backed this morning, 4-1 into 5-2 at the top of the market. It's 3-1 for Midst. Somebody Told Me is 100-30. 6-1 for Tegan Angel. 9-1 for Bridgebrook. Kukanoff is 14s and 16s or bigger for the others. Although I will mention Repatriated, who's been supported from 25s into 16s this morning. So interesting maiden, Andy. What do you like in the 5:10?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Edward Lyon, and I always have been, and I do make a note of his early season sprinters that catch the eye in maidens and then follow them accordingly if I think they've got quite a bit of ability. And this one definitely has, on the evidence of what we saw at the Curragh on the first day of the Irish flat turf season when he was knocked about eye-catching fifth behind Stenographer in what has turned out to be a very decent maiden. Subsequently, the form has worked out really well. We've seen Paddy Power, the second horse, win. The Moore Factor, who was badly drawn that day, went to Garen the other day and absolutely bolted up by 9 lengths. So the form looks absolutely rock solid. And Doc Sportillo, who was slowly away that day and was probably about 20 lengths behind at the halfway stage, really did rattle home to finish, as I said, right on the coattails of the front runners. Interesting that Edward decides to drop this horse back to 5 furlongs. You'd think that slowly away over 6 on a stiff track first time out, he maybe wants at least 6 or maybe 7 furlongs. But that's not always the case with Edward. I think sometimes just race conditioning and the way he brings them on often leads you down the wrong path. And I do think this horse has got plenty of toe. And I think it was lack of experience first time out. He basically ran the first 3 furlongs with a dummy in his mouth. But he's obviously got plenty of ability the way he finished off his race. And this doesn't look the most strongest of maidens ever run over in Ireland. Obviously, somebody told me, Mitz, they've got bits and pieces of form. And I thought Tegan Angel showed quite well on debut at the Curragh. But the best form in the race coming into this race is the one held by Doc Sportello. And he gets a nap vote in the 5.10.
Nap vote, Doc Sportello then, Frandy, in the 5.10. The 5.40 is the third race on the card. This one is a handicap over 5 furlongs. A few dollars more heads the market and has been support from 5-1 into 4-1. It's 9-2 for Shanghai Beauty, 13-2 for Bluesbreaker, 7-1 for Battler of the Boyne, Uajock is 9s, as is Sweet is Taboo, 10-1 for Sassaway and 12s or bigger for the others. So a few dollars more arrives in winning form, and he's supported at the top of the market. But there's a few others that could be given chances in there. So what do you make of the 5.40?
Yeah, I think the draw could be the key factor to this race. Obviously, the race before might tell us where the jockeys are prepared to race. Usually, when the ground's on the soft, straight, heavy side here at Tipperary, the jocks tend to come towards the middle to stand side, searching for better ground. Now, I said that the other day at Navan. Unfortunately, it went the opposite way because it's the first day of the flat season and probably the turf is even all over. So I don't want to be too judgmental and too generalistic, but that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the clues in the 5.10 because if they do come off towards the stand side, then maybe Bluesbreaker, who's drawn in stall 11, might just hold sway here. He made virtually all the running when winning over 6 furlongs at Cork on the second day of the Irish turf flat season. And then he went to the Curragh the other day, quite well fancied to back that up, but he was in a much, much stronger heat. And even though he weakened quite tamely in the end and got beat quite away, he still actually didn't run to a bad figure, finishing mid-division. But that race is far removed from what he takes on here tonight. This is a much weaker event. And, as I said, Rory Cleary's got the obvious opportunity, if he dares, to come towards the stand side rail and try and make all the run. I think the drop back to 5 furlongs will be in his favour because he looks a real keen-going, strong running front runner. Even though there are plenty of dangers, such as a few dollars more, and Shanghai Beauty, who tie in quite nicely with a race on the same card, incidentally, that Bluesbreaker won. I still think, because of the draw, hopefully Damien English's charge might just hold sway here. So if I'm a yard in great form, potentially well drawn, the drop back to 5 furlongs, Bluesbreaker, it gets a vote around about the 7-1 mark in race 3.
Bluesbreaker for Andy in the third race then. The 6.10 is the fourth race on the card. This one is a maiden over a mile and a half. And Kel Storm, one of the Aidan O'Brien runners, has been well supported. Opened up at 11-10, went even money, and he's now odds on at 4-7. It's 11-2 for On The Go Again. Loon Disable is 11-2. 13-2 for Three Star General. 16s or bigger for the others. Is it all about this Aidan O'Brien runner here, Andy?
Yeah, it's a funny one, really, because everyone's obviously went mad and totally overboard about US Army Ranger when it won on debut at the Curragh. Amazingly went to short price favouritism, generally speaking, for the Derby off the back of that run. But for those of us that keep time figures, we were literally scratching our heads and couldn't quite work out what all the fuss was about because the time was appalling. The second horse, Ashiak, as predicted at Navan on Sunday, got well beat by the Gurkha, who come out of a much better maiden. So, for those that want to take skinny odds about Kelstorm, you're sort of like almost asking for trouble. Albeit he did run quite well, but when there's a race like this and there's not that many with a chance, I've got to obviously look for the each way alternative with the dead out runners, and I've got to go for On The Go Again around about the 5-1 mark this morning. Now, albeit he doesn't come out of a more inverted commas sexier maiden, I thought he showed really well behind one of Aidan O'Brien's at Leopard Stand the other day called Bhutan, keeping on quite well from the back of the field in the latter stages. And I think he'll certainly come on enough to be, let's say, competitive here. I'm not saying that he's going to beat the favourite for absolute certain, but he should be good enough on the evidence of that run to finish in the first three. And like I said, I just don't want to take a short price about that Kelstorm because I'm just a little bit unconvinced about that overall profile and the form of that Curragh race. So stepping up to a mile and a half. The eye-catching second favourite on the go again should give us at least a good run for our money in the fourth.
Going with an each-way option then in the 6.10. The 6.40 is race 5 on the card. This one is a handicap over a mile and a half. We've got six of them in the lineup here, and Ancient Sands heads the market at 5-4. Supported as well this morning from 6-4. 7-2 for Pivot Bridge. Curly Bill is 11-2, as is Lady Giselle. 10-1 for Lakeshore Drive, and Shamar is the 11-1 outsider. So a pretty short price favourite in Ancient Sands, and he arrives here in pretty good nick as well.
Yeah, worthy one as well at this. I do think this one will win, Ancient Sands. He's proven on a variety of grounds. He comes in here in great form, having won at Dundalk a couple of times throughout the winter. And then, even though he got chin last time out, he posted an unbelievably good time in one of the best races I've got at the all-weather circuit throughout the winter. In fact, it was the best staying contest I've got. He finished second to a horse called Poutan, who I rate really highly. Keith Clark's mare has just literally been turned inside out in the last year, and she's probably the best middle distance horse to run on the all-weather throughout the winter. So for Ancient Sands to come from a long, long way off the pace to finish and never near a third was certainly a commendable effort. Pivot Bridge looks the obvious threat. He's been employing his trade to a fairly good standard over the winter, and he was in the process of running quite well last time out at Wexford when he tipped up. He likes plenty of giving the ground, and obviously fitness is not a problem with him. Curly Bill hasn't had a run for a while, so there's obviously got to be question marks about him. So in what looks effectively a match between the front two in the market, I'd expect the fitness and the time figures of Ancient Sands to stand up here in the final flat race on the card.
Ancient Sands then fronting the 6.40. Over the hurdles we go in the 7.10. This is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. Lake Takapuna is the 6-4 favourite. 4-1 for Making Shapes. Duke Cassis 6-1. 11-1 for Baltic Voyager. 11s also for Conjob, and 12s or bigger for the others. Relatively high in numbers, Andy. 18 of them here, but probably not that many to consider all in all.
No, it's a really weak maiden hurdle. I mean, obviously the favourite sets a fair standard. Lake Takapuna, who was just run out of it the other day by Laid Back Luke, who certainly wasn't winning out of turn. The pair of them pulled well clear, and prior to that he'd run well at the same venue on really bad ground. I think the better ground will suit this horse. I think he'll dry out all the time, and if it wasn't for Jim Colotti being in a little bit of a slump at the moment, not having many winners, he would be one to get stuck into. I still think he's the bet to be had here, or the selection anyway, but do keep an eye on a horse at a bigger price called Grey Aid, who ran quite well at Down in Clonmel the other day behold on a horse of Mouse Morris's called Arlemagne. He would have finished fourth that day, but for a horse not falling at the last. But it's still not a bad effort. He made the run until fading from the home turn onwards, but that would have blown away the cobwebs. And he's likely to make the run in here. And at 20-1, he might just offer up a little bit more value than the short price favourite. So those are the two to consider in the 7.10.
Couple to consider then from Andy. The 7.40 is the penultimate race on the card. It's another maiden hurdle. This one's over 3 miles, and Call It Magic is 4-5, having been 11-10 earlier on in the day. 7-2 for Captain Bizarro on the slide from 5-2. It's 10s for Aiming for Anna, 12-1 for MMD Sizer, 12-1 also for Bell Fortune, and 14s or bigger for the others. It looks a little bit of a match there in the betting, Andy, between Call It Magic and Captain Bizarro. Do you see that way yourself?
I just fancy the favourite here, Call It Magic. I tipped him last time out when he was an odds-on poke at Nace, and he just got run out of it late on by a strong staying and an improving type of Narmeads called A Genie in a Bottle, but they don't think there was any disgrace in that. They pulled well clear of the rest. He'd run well the time before at the same track behind Fairly Legal. Again, a decent horse from the Robert Tyner stable. Haymount was back in third to give that form a good deal of substance. And, of course, he was third behind Acapella Bourgeois the time before, and he beat 8 lengths at Leopardstown. And, of course, Acapella Bourgeois has gone on to win a Grade 2 contest, flooring Nambour, of course, who ran well at Perth yesterday. So his form ties in with some really good novices over in Ireland. This is a weak event, and I don't think he'll make any mistakes tonight.
And on to the final race, then the 8.10. We finish off with a handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. It's a 4-year-old and older rated 80-109. Uptake is the 4-1 favourite, 7-1 for Go It Alone. Edvardo is 8-1. It's also 8 for Mr. Flight. 10-1 for Ancient Highway, 14s for Lakefield, and 16s or bigger for the others. Who do you like in the lucky last, Andy?
Well, similarly to the horse I tipped yesterday in a race like this at Fairy House yesterday in the shape of Tyrone Tiger, I'm just looking for a really consistent horse that comes in here in excellent form with 4 places on offer. I think the 8-1 about Evado is a really good each-way bet. He's yet to finish out the first 3 in his last 3 starts. He won at Limerick 2 starts ago, staying on very strongly. He did nothing wrong last time out at Fairy House when the winner just got first run on a day where front runners dominated, but he stayed on very eye-catchingly on the running. So he still says, looks to me like he's in great form, and he looks sure to run his race. He's got a good record going left-handed. He's 1-for-1 going in an anti-clockwise direction. So everything looks set for Eduardo to run well again. And as I said, 8-to-1 represents good each way value.
Superb. As usual, Andy, then, let's just have a little bit of a summary if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, hopefully the Aidan O'Brien bandwagon with these two rods continues in the first race, with ambiguity being the selection. My best bet in the card is Doc Sportillo in the 5-10. I thought he ran a really nice race on debut in a good maiden at the Curragh. Blues Breaker might just have an advantage being drawn stall 11 of 11, of course, if they decide to come across to the Sandside Rail in the 5:40. I'm not really sure about that Kel Starmer at a very skinny price in the 6:10, so let's go with the second favourite each way on the go again. The best of the short price favourites on the card is Ancient Sands in the 6:40. Come to consider against the field in the 7:10 are Grey Aid and Lake Takapuna. Call it magic. Hopefully he'll get his chance today to shine in the 7:40. And then the final race, the very consistent and informed Eduardo. Looks the each way bet at 8-to-1 there.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck. Enjoy Tipperary this evening, and we'll look forward to speaking to you again tomorrow ahead of Dundalk.
Will do. Thanks, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.